K-Mud Podcast presents.
Okay. Hi, everybody. This is Wild Ginger, and I'm here with a new friend. This is Christy Ebert, also Uno Lady, musician on Bandcamp that you can find for yourself. And she's here to explain about her past musical experiences and new ones that she's delving into. So welcome to K-Mud.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to talk with you.
Yeah, you too. So I heard about you through a new employee at K-Mud. So shout out to Christy for introducing us. When Christy had you visiting, she told me that you talk to trees and turn it into music. And I was like, no, I need to know more. So I've been delving into your Bandcamp page and enjoying it thoroughly. And you've got many years and travels from all over the world where you've been recording your amazing a cappella and looping with even in forests and churches and all over the place. So I'm thrilled you could be with us, and I'd love to let you take the floor and tell us more about some of your previous musical experiences and what you're doing now. And I'll play a few of your songs during the show. One of them will have to be the song Rise, a single that you did a while back, because it echoes what this show is supposed to be about in my mind. So I love when I meet other people who speak for the trees. So thanks for speaking for the trees.
Oh, my pleasure. Yeah, I'm grateful for Christy to connect us. I know her husband since I was probably 18 or 19, and I was really lucky to spend 4 or 5 nights in Humboldt and share a meal on Thanksgiving with the community, and it was just really beautiful. It's such a lovely place, and big fan of big trees, so that's the right place to be. How I ended up there is I was fortunate to receive a residency at Blodell Reserve, which is in Washington State on Bainbridge Island. So I got to live in this beautiful house on like a nature preserve for 3 weeks. And then I decided to extend that trip and travel down the coast, stay a few days in Humboldt, and then fly out of San Francisco. So before Blodell, I went to Ho Rainforest and I recorded some trees there. I went to Soul Duck and recorded some trees there. And the project started just because my whole life I've been obsessed and in love with trees. I really feel a deep connection with them. I feel that they're intelligent in their own way and just living, wonderful creatures. And they can live for hundreds, thousands of years, and they don't even get to pick where they're growing. And they're just these resilient, wonderful beings that really humble you too. Like I saw a giant redwood for the first time, or a giant sequoia, and I was like, oh my God, all my problems are not real. Like they're not stressed about emails. Like this is what the real world's supposed to be. And how can I share the importance and the magic that is this without to people who can't get there? Because it's not easy for anyone to just go to Giant Sequoia Grove or coastal redwoods. So, and a lot of people in Ohio, where I'm from, you know, maybe they've never experienced that splendor or seen that. There's really no old growth forest. There's like a few old growth trees that are mostly private property or something like that. So obsession with music and obsession with trees. And I Venn diagrammed them together and came up with this project called Arbor Aria. And I'm going to sing along with the trees. And how I do that is I have this device called a plant wave, and it's got two little electrodes, and it clips onto living material. So it could be any plant. It works on my hands too, but I choose to use old growth trees as my collaborator. And how it was described to me, the technology is like a lie detector test. So it's reading subtle electronic signals, and I take those signals and turn them into MIDI files that can be programmed in a music program. I can keep going, but I feel like I've been talking.
Please.
All right,
No,
cool.
it's wonderful. It's just so amazing. I like don't even want to interrupt you. I'm like, this is mind blowing. So you did
Thanks.
tell me earlier that you got to bring this device to Rockefeller Forest and check out some of the redwoods in our community. I also love that you had Thanksgiving dinner. I'm guessing at the Mateel, am I right? In Southern Humboult.
I had it at Nick and Christie's house. So I did
Oh,
say with
right
the
on.
community, I meant their community, their
Well, they're a
small,
wonderful community too. That's
small,
wonderful. I'm
friendly
glad.
community. But someone who was there mentioned that center and that there was a really nice Thanksgiving dinner. I think they were one of the workers there.
Yeah.
And I can't remember their name, and I'm sorry.
It's such a good small community out here that if we all provide for each other when we can, right?
That's
So
so
anyway,
awesome.
yeah, so we're like a little community forest of people, and the Kmud and the Mateel work really close together. Anyway, so on Thanksgiving Day, besides having a lovely meal with friends, you also went to Rockefeller Forest that day and got to do some recordings there.
Yep, I went to Rockefeller Forest, and you had mentioned asking permission when you cut herbs or when you harvest something, and
Yeah.
I do the same thing when I'm recording a tree. I fully
Oh,
nerd
I love
out
it.
and say, "My name's Krista Ebert. I'm working on this project. I have these little electrodes that I'll clip to you and record your signal, and I'm going to translate them into music." And my hope is to share with people how, wonderful you are and the importance of old growth trees. So, can I please record your signal? And sometimes most of the time, they're singing, and then sometimes they don't. And I say, thank you anyway. I hope I come to you with love and respect. And,
Yeah.
but I got a beautiful sound bite in Rockefeller Forest. And I also take video along with this of wherever
Oh
I'm
yeah, we have
recording.
to mention that. Like almost every one of your songs has an amazing music video along with it. Please go check out Uno Lady at bandcamp.com because it's only half the story if you're just listening. So, sorry to
Oh, thank
interrupt,
you.
but I had to say,
No,
like, yeah,
please.
let's pitch those beautiful videos that you take footage along with. Amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, and it's conversational, so please. You got an idea, you want to add something, please just let me know. And
Thanks.
thank you for sharing that. And Arbor Aria has lived as a video installation. It premiered September 5th, the first part of it, in Akron, Ohio, near where I'm at. And it's a 10-minute, six-segment total. So I make them little teeny songs so that it's easy to. Sit in a gallery and watch. You don't want
Wonderful.
to. Long ones might be hard, but the album will be a little longer. And those will have trees from Maine, from Washington, from Muir Woods, and then there's a giant sycamore, this lonely giant sycamore that's like 400 years old and
Wow.
about 40 minutes from where I live.
Wow, you were all over the country for this new project.
Yeah,
So,
and it's over a few years I've been doing it, and then
oh,
it
okay.
came together for September 5th premiere, and yeah, the video installation. And now this is my next segment is going to be in Lippincott Peninsula, and then Rockefeller Forest, or well, there will be a little Rockefeller Forest song too.
Oh, that's so exciting. I can't wait to hear that. That's astounding. So what brought you to this device? Where did you just stumble upon it somewhere and were like, "Oh, this is for me," or did someone bring it to you? How did this happen?
I heard about it, I think probably through Instagram, and I had when I was in Alaska for that artist residency there, I developed this idea for Arbor Aria, and I did a lot of brainstorming on what do I need, how would I start it, and I've identified there's like three devices on the market, and I picked that one. It took me a few years to buy it too, but
Tell
I
me the
got it.
name. Tell me the name of it again.
Yeah, this one is called Plant Wave.
Plant Wave. Cool. So what does something like that cost if somebody wanted to get one just for fun? Is it like achievable as a hobby or is it like, whoa, this is a serious instrument. It's expensive.
It's medium. It's $250 to $300, and
Not terrible.
sometimes they sell out. It is not just made for musicians. Like, I use it in a unique way. It's made for people who want to listen to their plants. So there are pre-recorded, or not pre-recorded, but pre-programmed synthesized sounds that are peaceful, that you can just hook it up to your plant and listen to it all day long. However, you can't use those for commercial purposes. So there's like a raw data signal, and that's what I'm allowed to use to make music.
Cool, very cool. So, have you played music for trees and noticed any response? Like, have you tried playing sound near them and see if the frequency changes?
I would love to do that and to get really scientific with it. I would also love to like record the same tree all four seasons, but I
Oh,
haven't had
yeah.
a device that long in order to get to it. I have like sang while I'm recording it, and I think it kind of responds there, but I'd not, you know, I haven't, I wasn't recording that tree for very long, so it's like, it could have,
Next album, next
yeah, now
album.
I'll know. I'll get real scientific with it at some point.
Oh, I'm so excited about all of this. So it leads me to want to throw some books at you. Have you read about the Mother Tree? You know this
I
that
love that
one.
book. Yeah.
Yeah, amazing. Just one of my faves. I'm like looking at my bookshelf like we better not waste time talking about great books. I'm sure you know a lot of the good. Oh, Finding the Mother Tree is the name of it, but yeah, there's just so much work being done in trees right now, and recognizing that they are so much more than the tops that we see. Or, I love that you said trees don't even get to choose where they grow. When you said that, I thought immediately, yeah, and they can never leave their side. How annoying.
Yeah, they can't move.
I thought that was pretty funny.
They're
Oh,
out there through it all. Yeah, there's
yeah.
a lot of new research, and I'm so lucky
So,
that I get to learn it right now. A book that you might love or maybe have already read is called The Light Eaters.
oh, I'm writing it down.
It's
Thank you.
so good. And she is
Ooh.
a environmental reporter. And then she d decided to write this book so that she could look at like the more positive, inspiring things
Awesome.
happening in plant science.
Yeah, so magical. I'm imagining that this device is somewhat similar to the device that they used way back in like the 70s when they realized that even carrots are making noise. And is that probably like a similar device? I'm just maybe you don't know
I'll
that.
look
I
it
don't
up. I'm
know.
not sure about that. I know there are microphones that actually can pick up, like, so sensitive they could pick up the sound of the water rushing up to the tree or like lower frequencies of that. But mine is not necessarily a microphone. It's like, it's more the electronic signals. But I always have my Zoom recorder, which is just a microphone that's portable, in the area with me. So I'm getting the atmospheric ambience, and I add that to whatever tree composition.
Oh, so magical. Just such a cool idea. I'm so thrilled you wanted to come on and talk about this.
Thanks for having
So
me.
I could go all day asking you questions because I've been playing with your music all weekend and just really enjoying it. And there's a lot of diversity in there. I want to ask so many things. I'm like, what's the most pertinent? People can't see your images, but one of your albums and the videos you have, you're in a forest with this like amazing window that someone made. Can you tell me a little more about that forest or what that is?
Yeah, totally. So I had a residency in France, and so I was there a few weeks early, and I flew into Paris, and I decided instead of hanging out in Paris, I drove like 2 hours to this forest that had a contemporary art exhibit in it, and it's like
Heck
90
yeah.
degrees, and I'm like, what am I? I'm make some fun choices, but that's what I wanted to do with my life. And there were just all these beautiful sculptures made by various artists. And I think in the video credits, I write who each artist was,
Awesome.
if they're for
Very
if they
cool.
want to know who made the work. But yeah, there was just it looked like a straight up portal in the middle of the forest.
It
And
was
there's
amazing.
a bunch of other hikes too that I didn't even get to. But
Awesome. I love that you went to Paris and you weren't like, let's go to the Louvre, let's see the Eiffel Tower. You're like, straight to
yeah,
the woods.
and I had
What
a
do the
show
trees
in
look like here? I
Strasbourg.
love
Yeah, it was great. I had fun. Good
that.
nature sounds from
That's so
that trip
awesome.
too.
Oh, Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to sharing some of your songs with the listeners as well. I
Thank
think
you.
that we need to remind people. Oh, can we talk a little bit about 52 Hertz as well?
Oh, of course, yeah. So I think it was probably 2014 or 2015. I went to a songwriting festival that I used to participate in called Dark Songs because it was around Halloween. So we would all get together. We would play. It would be about 40 musicians staying at this motel, and we'd write songs within a week and have a 2-day performance at a theater. And we were randomly assigned bandmates by playing Spin the Bottle. So you didn't kiss them. You just made music with them. And me and this fella named Dan Smers and Tarl Knight, we were paired up as a band, and you come up with, some people are writing songs about Frankenstein, and I was like, there's this whale that's so lonely.
I love it.
It's like, there's this whale, he has no friends, he's just crying out to, and no one hears him. And so we wrote a song about the loneliest whale. And it's my
I
favorite, so I still play it at every performance.
It's so beautiful and
Thank you.
so synchronistic because I literally just watched a documentary about that like 2 weeks ago. I had never heard of 52 Hertz until 2 weeks ago. And then, and then Christy says there's this amazing woman, Krista, and then I'm like, oh my gosh, you know about 52 Hertz. We need to know each other. So,
Awesome.
yeah, it is a
Yeah.
mind-blowing story. I found it as a pod, not a podcast, as a documentary on Netflix. So I don't know what it was called. I watch everything on Netflix that says nature. I've watched that.
I got to
So,
check it out. I'm not sure if I saw that one, so I'll make sure to look it
yeah,
up then.
it's on there. And I have a happy ending for you. I don't know if you want it or not, but I don't want to spoil, but I think it's a good spoiler that after studying that whale for like over 10 years, they've found other whales that do use the same hertz and they just didn't know it. And so he does have friends and he's not all alone.
I love
Thank
that way more than it being all by himself. So I was just
goodness. Yeah.
hoping that they found friends anyway. So thank you for sharing the good news. And that
Isn't that good
recording is a
news?
live performance too. So that's
Awesome.
how I live loop it just like that when I sing it now.
That sounds like so much fun. Just getting assigned bandmates on a spooky Halloween night in Wisconsin when it's likely going to snow instead of rain in October.
Yeah.
I love it. That's so fun. I'm like, musicians always have the most fun. That is like the best idea.
It was
I love that
great.
you play Spin the Bottle. You're like, you never know who you're going to get and you're stuck with them. That's great.
The place is called
Super.
Holiday Music Motel, and they have like a str on their website, they stream all of the songs that we've wrote over the years too.
What?
It's really
Awesome.
cool.
Shout out to
Pat.
Holiday Music Hotel in my stomping grounds of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Did you see any sturgeon when you were there?
No. I
No, they're
wasn't
big,
really looking.
scary fish. Yeah. They're big, scary fish. You gotta go looking.
I will look next time I go there.
Yeah, there's even like I believe it was Sturgeon Bay somewhere in Wisconsin up north somewhere is up north. There's a museum where you can go see like live sturgeon swimming around and Great Northern Pike are they called? Northern Pike, but they have big teeth and like bright red eyes. They're like super scary.
Hey.
But hey, it takes all kinds, right? The fish feed the trees. We need the fish, so
Exactly.
hooray for fish.
Great for fish.
So anyway, so you sing. You sing with trees, you sing about trees, you sing all about nature and you record the sounds of birds where you've been in some places and you work that into your music and you sing this amazing a cappella in some churches all over France. Is that what that album was?
Yeah, so along with the residency that I went in the forest, that was actually my first residency that I was like out of my own home base, and I was really inspired to just make a lot. And at the residency, we went to this old cathedral, and the other artists were like, "You should sing here." And I was a little shy about it. And then they were like, "What are they gonna do? Kick you out?" And I was like, "Okay." And I did it. And then I was kind of hooked. And any giant cathedral I went across that rest of the trip, and they just leave their doors unlocked, and it's like just open. And I would just set up my camera and my Zoom recorder and just belt out whatever I felt like singing. And I think there's five Now I don't remember, but there's like 5 to 7 songs on that album of just improv
Yeah.
pieces in France, Switzerland.
Illicit hymns, you called
Yeah.
it. I love that. I love that because, if now that you've stood in the Redwoods, I think you'll agree that it is kind of like being in a big cathedral. Like there's a different sound quality to being in the Redwoods, much like being in a big old church with high ceilings.
It
So
was
you were
beautiful.
just prepping for the Redwood singing when you were over there.
Yeah. I wish I sang more with them, but I think I was just kind of like in awe of how silent it was that I was
Yeah.
kind of just tiptoeing around.
Well, you'll have to come back
I
again, and
will.
we'll, yeah,
I'll play
you're
them what
always
I
welcome.
wrote and see what they
Yeah,
think.
that sounds amazing. Yeah, see if they sing, if they start humming along. Really, really special. Man, Chris, what an amazing project. So your older stuff is called Uno Lady, and you're moving to a new name. The next incantation is Arbor Aria, and you said you'd let us all know here at KMUD when when it was released.
You got it. Yeah, it's gonna live at video installations at different galleries at first. Maybe I'll submit it to some film festivals, but eventually it's gonna be a video album that I always make, accessible online, for free, and happy to share that when it's ready to go.
That's awesome. Well, just to point out, this year was the first Lost Coast Film Festival,
Oh,
and
cool.
they will definitely be doing that again. If you have a Rockefeller Forest video you wanted to submit, I bet they'd be thrilled here in Humboldt to see the Redwoods and your singing along. So,
Awesome.
that'd be
Yeah,
really
well,
fun.
thanks for the tip. I'm writing it down right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got some good books to look into now. Thanks a lot. And so if there, I think I'm gonna play, I'll probably play 52 Hertz and Rise. And it's just so hard because I'm like, oh, the album from Alaska too, just a magic one. So I'll see how many I can pull off in the show. I think I can play 3 songs legally. So
Okay.
but I can play more of your music at other times on other shows, and I'm gonna keep playing you and sticking you in the mix. So thank you for being willing to chat today, and
Oh,
I
my
look forward to
pleasure.
hearing your new stuff. Absolutely a pleasure. What's
So
the
nice to
best
meet you.
way? Yeah, you too. What is the very best way for people to find you and reach out to you?
Yeah, so unolady.com is my website. And then, as you mentioned, unolady at Bandcamp is a place to access a lot of music. And then I'm on social media it's at the unolady and Arbor Aria. If you're gonna share the song Rise, I just wanna put a shout out to my friend Claire Celeste. It was a collaboration with her and I. We've never met in person, but we're internet friends, and she makes really beautiful collage art and collage installations that are about biodiversity and interconnectedness. And we collaborated on that song. She wrote a poem, and I made it more into lyrics. And so that was a collaboration with her, and she's in Berlin. She's
Awesome. Wow.
from America, but she lives there now.
Okay, right on, right on. Well, shout out to her as well. And did she make the album art for that
She
single?
did the video
Mm-hmm.
for that piece and the cover.
Gotcha.
That's the image on Bandcamp, yes.
Absolutely gorgeous. Again, folks, you're only seeing half of the amazement. You need to check out Uno Lady on Bandcamp, and we can't wait to hear about Arbor Aria and what comes next for you. Thank you so much for being on KMUD today, Krista.
It's been so nice to meet you. I'm really grateful to
Cool.
learn about your show too and check out the archives. And I'm really thankful for you spending the time to help me spread the word, and future or fellow nature lover. So thank you so much.
Yeah, awesome. Same here. Pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Oh. Yep, and there's my dog telling us that it's about time. So thanks again for meeting on Zoom. That was really helpful.
Yeah, you
And
got it.
I hope to run into you again sometime. Holler if you're ever out this way, and I'll shoot you a link when this comes out as a podcast. Take care. I'm so thrilled that we did this. Thank you.
Thank
This has
you.
been a KMUD podcast. To listen to other shows and more episodes of this show, find us on all the platforms where you get your podcast and also on our website, kmud.org.